hell.
What does hell fear most?
Interesting.
What would hell fear most? You could probably think of a few things. Losing. I mean, that's always painful, isn't it? Losing. Oh, it must really pain the devil to think of the Bible and think of, like, that Jesus has already won. Oh, my gosh, the thought of the incarnation.
Oh!
The thought of the cross, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Ooh, that must burn. Oy. Saint Mother Teresa, she proposed an answer to this. And what she said is a resolute soul. A resolute soul. What does a resolute soul? A soul that has decided and will not be deflected from its course. A soul that has decided on God, has decided on holiness. Now, it won't be discouraged, no matter how many times it messes up or fails. Just keeps getting back up, rolls up its sleeves. Right, off I go. Boom, back to God. Into the furnace, into the heart of the Father, no matter how much I mess up, not discouraged by its own weakness. Why does hell fear this most, this sort of a soul? Because they're going to get what they want. Because the enemy, most of his weapons, right, it's discouragement, it's despair, just distract them, distract them. He doesn't have all that much power to actually directly attack us. He just tries to kind of get it from the side. He gets like advertisements. He's just running an advertising campaign, lads. And he's just trying to discourage and to dissuade us. Whereas if we just decide, say, okay, no, I'm going for this. And we lock in and go for it. The enemy knows he's done. Because God won't fail us. And if we decide not to stop and then actually don't stop by God's grace, then we're going to get where we're going because God is faithful. So what's the meaning of Christian hope? Is that the desire and the confident expectation of heaven and all of the grace we need to get there. So if you're like, great, and you actually believe that word and you go for it, you will get there. The only way the enemy can stop you is if he gets you to doubt that and stop, gets you to stop going for it. St. Thomas Aquinas said something similar, basically on the question of like, what does it take to become a saint? And his answer is to choose it. Like, what? St. Thomas, I know you're smart, but you really let the side down on that one. Choose it. It sounds like Pelagianism. You know, you can do it. You can do it if you just believe in yourself. Well, no, you can't do it just by believing in yourself. We need God. But believing in what God has given us and believing in his faithfulness and his promises. Like, yeah, that's massive. And then to choose it. Because that's the thing. Often we kind of have these vague sort of, oh, yeah, no, be a saint. That'd be cool. We don't like go for it. We're not fighting on our own behalf. Like, this is a battle that could be lost, lads. It's a serious thing. So we need to choose it. There's an amazing movie. I haven't actually seen all the movie. I saw a clip of it recently. Blood Diamond with Leonardo DiCaprio and that other fella from Africa that I don't know his name. Amazing actor. Especially liked him in Guardians of the Galaxy. But he's also amazing in this. Okay, so in that movie, it's about lots of things, but this big, big theme is a father looking for his son. And there's this one particular scene, and I won't kind of spoil it, but it's basically the father having to fight the son for the son. He's having to like declare at this son who's just like dead faced, totally, totally closed. You just see a dead soul who is totally closed to his father and his father's love. And his father just starts declaring to him. He says his name. Your name is Dia, whatever his last name is. And you are my son. And you are your mother's son. And your mother is at home making plantains right now by the fire waiting for you. And she loves you. And I love you. And he's just like, bam, bam, bam. And he's walking towards his son. And whoa. And you see, and the son actually has a gun on him, on his dad. Dead faced. It's like, whoa. Like, he doesn't look like your son. And the father just, he just chooses to believe. He says, I will not relent. Though you kill me, I will not relent. And I'm not going to tell you what happens. But brothers and sisters, there's a beautiful song. The main kind of catchphrase of it is, I have a father who's fighting for my heart. It's a band called Rich and Lydia Decass. Beautiful song. I have a father who's fighting for my heart. Just the other day, just seen this clip from this movie and it really moved me. And I woke up in the morning and was thinking about that. And then this song pops into my heart. I'm like, yeah, oh yeah. The idea that God is fighting for me. Okay, so he's on the outside kind of coming towards me. But then this idea that I have to fight for me, that there's parts of my heart that are like that son that are just like switched off. They've given up. They're in despair. They're in discouragement. And they're like, no, it's not worth it. It's not. There's no way I'm going to the cross. It hurts too much. No, the gospel is too painful. I need to rise up that part of me that could be like that dad to my own soul and saying, let me tell you who you are. God does this, right? He's fighting for us. He's like on the outside and he's saying who you are. You are my child. You're my son. You're my daughter. And he's declaring who we are and he's fighting for us. But then on the inside, we need to rise up and be like that father to ourselves, to our own soul. And even though our soul is saying, no, it costs too much. I don't want to. I couldn't be bothered. I'm discouraged. I'm despairing. I'm angry. I'm in rebellion. I'm all sorts of things. And though we could just, even though we have a gun to our own head on the inside, there's parts of us that are fighting against the gospel, that we will be a resolute soul. That doesn't mean that all parts of us are like, yay, to the gospel. Like, no, loads of it, you is going to be fighting against it. But the part of you that matters most, the part of you that's actually in the driver's seat, can rise up and with the help of God can say no and can declare the truth over your own heart. Let me tell you who you are. You are a child of Almighty God, and your home is not on this earth, it is in heaven, and you are made for glory, not for this world and not for hell. So we're getting up, we're shaking ourselves off, and we're going for it. Come on.
Go on, ye boys in green.